I think VAR has made football worse. I was supportive of it when it was first being discussed, but what I've come to realize is that the price isn't worth the prize. Like, the prize is basically going from, I don't know, let's say 95% accuracy to 98% accuracy in decisions. But I think the price is to destroy both the flow of football and also, I think, undermine the emotional reactions of the players and the fans, which is why we all love football. And I just don't think, I think it's changed football so much for the worse. I don't think that the increased accuracy in decisions that it's brought about is worth it, ultimately. And I think that's been, and I don't think that's, honestly, I don't think it's fixable. I think it's, I don't know if there's a way that they could configure VAR that would not have that damaging effect. If I had, if I had the option of flicking a switch which said no more VAR, I would do. Unfortunately, in the real world, I just don't think they will do that because, they spent so much money on it. It's become an ingrained part of the game in the last 3 years. So I don't think there's any prospect of it going away. But yeah, if I could choose to get rid of it, I would. Although I think in reality, the question we have to ask now is, how can we make it less bad, or how can we it's like Brexit. It should never have happened, but now that it's happened, we have to make it as like as less as undamaging as possible.
Yeah,
Although,
controlling the damage, yeah.
which is ridiculous, really, because in both the cases of VAR and Brexit, it should never have happened in the first place. So we're now in this situation where we have to like make the best of a bad situation
Yeah.
because there's no fixing like the fundamental issue. I don't think it's really to do with the standard of refereeing. I think people like to complain about the standard of refereeing. I think the standard of refereeing is actually fine. They're obviously it's not perfect, but you're never going to get perfect refereeing, like because it's really hard. Like refereeing is really difficult at the top level, and you're never going to keep everyone happy. So I don't accept that. I don't think refereeing decisions in the main are that bad. I think they're kind of okay. And I don't think they're so bad that they demand that we introduce VAR to improve them. And even if, hypothetically, let's say referees currently get 95% of decisions right in the Premier League. If they got 98% of decisions right in the Premier League, then you still get people saying, oh, we've got to have VAR so we can go from 98 to 99. So I don't think the standard of refereeing is a strong argument for VAR. To what extent should VAR be able to re-referee the game? Like that's one of the big questions. Like in cricket, you'll see, the umpire's call rule means that the on-field decision gets the benefit of the doubt. And in football, we kind of have that. So for example, the Phil Foden penalty decision yesterday, that was obviously a penalty,
Yeah.
but because the on-field referee didn't give it, the VAR said there wasn't sufficient evidence to overturn it. So basically, the benefit of the doubt stays with the on-field decision. Now, is that the right way of doing it? I don't know. I mean, the benefit of that is it means that there is less VARing involved. On the downside, VAR was brought in to get more correct decisions, and even VAR did not reach the correct decision on the Phil Foden penalty yesterday,
Yeah.
which I guess just goes to show you the how difficult it is to build a system which gets perfect decisions or a system which allows the flow of the game. Like it's just, these things, they're trying to square too many circles. They've given themselves too big a job, I think. I think what we've come to realize is that the issue is not so much the number of intrusions, it's the fact that each intrusion can last like 4 minutes. And that's really, really damaging to football. And I think when it started, people thought, oh, it'll only happen a few times a game. And it does only happen a few times a game. I don't know what the statistics are, but I reckon you'll get, you know, two or three times a game, you'll get one of these big VAR stoppages. But if each stoppage lasts 5 minutes, you're killing the game. And that's something that IFAB, I think, didn't really reckon with at the time.
In terms of reporting on games of VAR, I know you report for Spurs, for The Athletic. Does it make your job harder, would you say, with VAR in?
Good question. Not really. To be honest, in a sense, it makes it easier, because if you're like at a game reporting, then sometimes you can get a little bit overwhelmed by just how much stuff is going on. If there's like a, you know, it goes down one end and there's a goal and, you know, the missed penalty or whatever, then it goes down the other end, and you're always, sometimes as a reporter, you're thinking, Christ, like, what happened 2 minutes ago? Who got sent off? Who scored that goal? That sort of thing. And if you have these big 5 minute breaks, you can actually get your thoughts together and get your notes in.
Yeah.
So in that sense, it makes it easier. And at most Premier League grounds, but not all, you get little monitors which show you what's going on TV. So if you're a fan at a game and there's VAR going on, it's difficult because you don't really know what's happening. Whereas if you're a journalist, you've got the screen, it says, you know, checking handball possible penalty or checking red card, violent conduct or whatever. So as a journalist, as long as you've got the screen there, you are quite well informed. So it doesn't actually make our job harder, even though it does, in another sense, make the football worse. I did the City-Spurs Champions League quarterfinal second leg game in 2019, where Llorente scored off his hip and Raheem Sterling had a winner disallowed by VAR. I think that was the first time that like a massive English game was like so dominated by VAR. And it was really strange. And the thing about that game is, because it was so early in VAR, like it was almost 2 years ago, I think fans didn't really know how to react. So when Sterling scored, everybody went totally crazy, thinking it was definitely a goal. And the fact that it got disallowed was a total shock to everyone on the ground. Whereas nowadays, I think people are a bit more... Nowadays, like a few years into VAR, fans would react differently because they'd be like... When Sterling scored, they wouldn't really celebrate 100% until the goal got given or like didn't get disallowed. So that was a moment where I think that like changed a lot of minds, or rather made people rethink the way in which VAR would affect how you watch a game as a fan. So I think there are some things where it makes sense, like, you know, if somebody elbows a player and the ref hasn't, and outside of the view of the ref, I think it's right that you should get the VAR to tell the ref and the guy gets sent off. To me, that's totally fair enough. I guess I have two issues with it. One is offside. I think because the problem is that offside has always... The problem is that VAR has totally... It's effectively changed the law in a way that we didn't expect. Because the laws were written to be interpreted by human beings running around, exhausted, like tired referees, tired linesmen, making instant eyesight decisions on fast-moving players. So that's why... And the offside law, as it exists, is totally compatible. Like, it exists to be implemented by human-being linesmen who are tired. It doesn't exist to be implemented by a VAR guy who is able to slow things down, rewind, pause, rewind, fast forward, and who's able to put these dotted lines on the screen, which can like break down the pitch millimeter by millimeter.
Yeah.
And I think this is the problem, really, is that the laws were written for eyesight and now they're being interpreted by slow-mo. And therefore, if you're going, and that's why we get these ridiculous offside decisions where anyone who's watched football can say, that can't be offside. How can you give that offside or onside? But because that's really the crux of the problem, is that these old-fashioned rules are being interpreted by the new technology. So I think one solution to this would be to rewrite the law. I don't know exactly how, but rewrite the law in such a way that it's compatible with the technology, because right now the law isn't compatible with the technology. So that's one thing I'd change. Handball, I mean, clearly UEFA have been giving more. It's not so much a problem now, but certainly around like 2018-19, UEFA was giving more handballs. Like,
yeah,
Presnel Kimpembe, PSG, the Man United was the obvious one. There was, I think, a Danny Rose one in Tottenham Man City 2019. I remember Nicolas Otamendi won for City against Schalke, I think, where the arms in the side. And again, it's because the handball rule was written to be judged by referees. And now if you cut everything, if you do everything in slow-mo and you do everything zoomed in, you're going to see stuff that a normal referee wouldn't see. So again, the issue is, if you're going to use the technology, you have to get a different rule, because the rule was written to be interpreted by a human being, not by slow-mo. So I think that arguably the handball rule should be rewritten as well, although I do think they're making progress. Handballs are less ridiculous this season than they were like a year or two ago. I also think timing is an issue. So I wrote, I just think like 3 minutes is just not okay. It just kills the game. So I did a tweet about this the other day, kind of as a joke, saying we should do a buzzer, like 30 seconds. You can't decide in 30 seconds, you stick with the on-field decision. Or if you can't prove the guy's offside in 30 seconds, he's onside.
It's a good point, because, you know, they say about it, these things being clear and obvious errors, they're, you know, trying to clear up. But then what's clear and obvious if it takes so many minutes to
make that
decision?
Exactly. And so many of these are just ones that just fundamentally look onside. And my view of this is, if it looks onside, it is onside. Like, the laws of the game are not there. The laws of the game are not the point of the game. We shouldn't be bending over backwards to comply with the laws. Like, if the laws aren't working, we should change the law. The law is there to serve the game. The game isn't there to, like, the game doesn't exist to, people don't play football so that they can implement the rules of football. They play football because it's fun. Yeah. And the rules just structure the game. And that we shouldn't be afraid of, and people are like, you can't change the law. But of course you can change the law. So I think, I mean, this, again, this will never happen. I think they should rewrite the laws on onside and handball. And I do think they should time limit VAR stoppages. Maybe 30 seconds, maybe 1 minute. It doesn't matter. But just so that we get shorter stoppages, and so that we don't do this ridiculous, like, millimetre here, millimetre there thing for offside, which I think fans absolutely hate. I think the technology is probably pretty good. Like, it's, you know, these are, I'm sure, quite advanced cameras and everything. The issue is that what they're trying to measure is just a really hard thing to measure. It's two footballers moving at fast pace in different directions sometimes. And also, it's like, footballers are quite big, like, they've got arms and legs and everything, and they won't just be stood like a pole. They'll be, you know, they'll have limbs in different directions. I don't think any technology could accurately say, oh, his elbow's in front of his, that guy, the defender's elbow is in front of the attacker's knee, or the attacker's toe is in front of the defender's head. I just think it's very difficult to precisely measure what they're being asked to measure, and therefore they should measure it in a more simple way. I don't think that we can, like, develop technology in such a way as, I don't think we can develop technology in such a way as to make these decisions easy. I think they're always going to be hard because of the nature of what you're measuring. Well, I don't know. I mean, I just think it's here to stay, unfortunately. I'd love them to change it and to make adjustment and to get rid of it, but I don't think they're not going to get rid of it. I'd like them to make changes to make it less bad and less damaging, but I'm not confident that they will, to be honest. So yeah, I don't know. I'm not optimistic, put it like that. As much as I'd like to see these changes, I just don't think they will. I think there's like, I just have a bad feeling that it's here to stay.